Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You just...
What?
I forgot which one was my water bottle and which one was my mic, and I didn't do it, but I went...
Well, you're lucky that it wasn't recording video because I would
like,
be using.
Oh no! And I literally just like I went through all of those emotions of like, but it's on video, and then I went, no, this is just audio.
And I was looking down, so
I know. And I literally like paused, and I went, why isn't this happening when I think it's supposed to happen? And I look up, and I go, it's not my water bottle.
Your mouth isn't even around anything.
I know. I don't know. It's like my brain didn't let me like fully commit to it, but like it was just very weird.
How was your break? How was your lunch? Oh, welcome.
Hi, hello. Welcome to See You Next Tuesday. You all should be so upset that we don't record video of this because I couldn't figure out. I had a moment of a judgment lapse. Thinking that my water bottle, the microphone was my water bottle, and I almost tried to suck off the microphone.
It's not even like you can you get your mouth around that?
No, I didn't get
you
around
have a
it.
Small
I just went,
mouth. I understand.
Yeah, and Melissa also didn't see it, so whew, dodged a bullet. What were you saying?
I said you have a small mouth. How was your lunch?
My lunch was pretty good. I had a tuna sandwich because, I was going to have a club sandwich or BLT, but we didn't have the L and the T. And
so you could have just had bacon.
And just a bread meat sandwich, which is like not my vibe. So I had a tuna sandwich and it was really good. Nice. I love remembering to eat like lunch. This is like the one day a week I have like real lunch. And it's great. Like, I feel so much better for the rest of the day. I'm like, this is great. Everyone should do this. So recommend to everybody. Have a real lunch. And if you have ADHD, unfortunately, chips aren't real lunch. Because that's usually what I'm like.
I had
some
chips. I had some chips.
Yeah.
During that was my snack during the break.
I love a snack.
Delicious homemade Parmesan chips.
Damn. Praying for your butthole.
I know.
Hey, if they're every homemade day. Parmesan chips, though, fucking worth it.
I know.
Well worth it. So you had something to tell me that you've been teasing.
Yeah.
That I need to know.
Yeah. You're going to ask me what I did during my break.
Oh, what did you do during your break? You just told me you ate Parmesan chips.
Yeah, but I did more.
Oh, okay. Well, that's actually, that's crazy to me because all I managed to do was eat my fucking tuna sandwich. So sure, humble brag. You were able to accomplish many tasks.
I let the dogs out.
Who let the dogs out? Who? I told you that I showed my nephew that song and he was like, I don't like this. This is scary. And so then I was like, oh, sorry. We turned it off. And then his mom is like, Megan, I want you to know that all we do around the house is sing Who Let the Dogs Out. And it's like his hyperfixation right now is just saying, Who Let the Dogs Out? I was like, okay, sorry.
Well, he took something from it.
He did.
And then as I took the dogs out, then the youngest child, who's four, came same age as your nephew, came running around the corner. So I guess she wanted to go outside too. So then she went outside. We were standing outside. And then the other kids drove up in the car.
And then, I always pictured them in a yellow school bus. I don't know why I always picture like places that aren't California. Like I just like pictured them always like high school in the movies where there's like yellow school bus.
I mean, there are school buses. They just don't take it.
Oh, okay.
And then me and Noah tossed around the old pigskin. I'm yeah, such you an did. American.
Girl. God bless the USA. God bless America.
But yes, what I wanted to tell you, are you familiar with, let me get the exact name of what this is called.
When I tell you I'm on the edge of my seat, like.
It's not that serious.
No, but I love when someone like breadcrumbs me a little information and they're like, I'll tell you that later. Like, it's like finding a snack that you ate and then you like find a little bit of it and you're like, oh my God, this is amazing. Like, I just eat all that stuff up.
So are you familiar with the alignment charts of good versus evil dimension, like lawful versus yes. chaotic dimension? Okay.
I think of myself as chaotic good.
I agree.
Thank you.
It was brought up on another podcast that I do just between us, friends of the pod, friends in real life. And we told the people to write in to tell us what we were. And I believe what people wrote in for me, and it was like unanimous. Everybody did it. And I believe it is completely wrong.
Did so they call you neutral?
I want the listeners of this podcast told to write right. in and let me know, am I giving off a false narrative on that show? I feel like I'm being myself, but I need y'all to write in what you think I am.
And specifically, people on our Patreon, like if there's anything left to the imagination, they're Bree, Erica, Mary, if she answers it seriously, Eric, mm-hmm. Jenny, like also Jenny, if she answers it seriously.
But Jenny is into, because I think it came from.
Well, you and Jenny are similar, Dungeons so and, Jenny would troll you.
Yes, I think it came from Dungeons and Dragons, maybe. I know they use it in Dungeons and Dragons. Oh, so
that's interesting.
And Jenny is very much into that. So yeah.
What did they say that you were?
I'll tell you.
And then we'll see. We'll reveal in the next see you next Tuesday when people with their votes. Vote what you think I am. I know I already said chaotic good. I think there's no way I'm anything but chaotic. Like that I'm confirmed. That banner, but I don't think I'm chaotic neutral because I think I'm a little too, I would say chaotic evil or chaotic good, but I don't
You're
know.
Not evil.
Yeah, I don't think I'm evil either, but I don't, neutral to me just is like, no one's ever described me as neutral.
Right.
I'm not palatable.
And they were all like, easy. This is easy. And I was like, y'all are all wrong. Oh my God,
offensive.
And I know we have crossover listeners because people have written in on their show and told me that, hey, listen, we're going to cut out most of the things that we just said because I want everybody to come through and then I'll tack it on to next week's episode.
What happens if they vote? There's no way. If we specifically call for the people who I'm saying like have to come vote, there's no way they're going to say that.
Right.
I would describe next to nobody in our Patreon, who I consider my close personal friends. I would put next to nobody in a category other than chaotic.
I think Agnes might be in the...
Oh, you're without a doubt.
Yeah.
And you know, got to balance out Soraya. Got to keep Sweden. Mm-hmm. Got to go back and forth. And if you wore a fedora as a child, that you're in the chaotic phase.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. Anybody
No, Soraya's else? Chaotic evil with love.
Yes, she is.
With absolute love, chaotic evil. And I love a chaotic evil.
Mm-hmm.
Mary could also be chaotic evil if she wants.
Mary is 100% not if she wants. That's what she is.
I love it. I just think, yeah. Let us know. Join our Patreon. We'll get to know you and then we'll put you in a category.
Put everybody in a box.
I think Bree could not be chaotic if she didn't want to be.
Yeah.
I think she could opt into being chaotic.
I think she could. For a second, I was going to say, I think she could be a true neutral, but no.
No. I don't think Charity could opt out of being chaotic either.
No, not at all.
I don't know if those of us with ADHD are able to opt out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's, mm-hmm. It's just part of the brain.
Mm-hmm.
I wish there could be there can be. I think Eric would flip between chaotic good and chaotic evil.
Yeah.
Or maybe even just chaotic good.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
Okay, I love it. It's like one of my favorite charts. I'm looking at it right now. And it has Superman, the Joker, Robin Hood. Oh my God, I really do relate. I always loved Robin Hood. Steal. Oh, The Wire, Matz's favorite fucking show. Of course the person is neutral. Is some man from Les Mis. Of course. The most neutral thing in the world. Like, what even is that?
Right.
The long play about people being sad and dying and Anne Hathaway's in the movie version. There we go. Whoop-dee-doo. Well, thank you for sharing that. I feel really bad for you because the identity thank crisis you must have had.
I'm like, what is the perception I am putting out to these people?
Well, I think those people are lying about listening to both shows because like there's no
not
way.
The people that specifically like, voted. Did it didn't say that they listen to both shows, but I know there are people that do listen to both shows.
Well, I would think the people who listen to both shows, those are the ones who didn't vote. Because I don't even know at what point in our friendship I would have said that about you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, definitely not at this point, but like, I don't know when I ever, maybe before we spoke, maybe before I knew you.
Even then, I feel like you could feel the eye rolls behind my eyes without actually doing it.
Well, no. First off, I said before we spoke, we had spoken by the time that we were spending time in person. And I had already, I asked your birthday immediately, like, I'm an Aquarius. And at that point, it's a burden to be misunderstood like that.
It is.
I actually
really I've been thinking
that.
About it every day since then.
That's fair.
And I keep forgetting to bring it up because other things were going on. I kept forgetting to bring it up on See You Next Tuesday. And then I'd hang up and be like, damn it, I forgot to bring it up.
Well, just know that they're wrong. And that really piss me off too.
Yeah.
I hate being misunderstood.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I'm intentionally trying to mislead.
Right.
If I'm trying to spread misinformation. Chaos. Exactly. And this is why Mary is chaotic evil. Spreading misinformation is fun.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, thank you for sharing that. And I can't wait for everybody to redeem this for you.
Thank you. Megan's doing her butthole lips.
I am doing my butthole lips. I've continued to watch the TV show The Traitors.
Mm-hmm.
When I tell you it is getting more and more dramatic, they just kicked off Ek and Sue. And I desperately need there to be a reunion for this show because... You know, everyone from all these
different... Who are Ek and Sue? Where are
they
from?
She was on Love Island UK.
Okay.
So everyone's from like different reality shows, like The Challenge, Real World, Real Housewives, a bunch of other like other Bravo shows I'm not familiar with. And The Bachelor, like all of them. And so they're all familiar with like talking to camera, the ITM, like the little interviews and that kind of stuff. And they're all very clicky. So like they hang out with the people because also the age span is like so wild. And there's like someone from like... old white dude from like Parliament or like whatever in the UK. Like it's just like Matt said, it's as if Nancy Pelosi was doing it. And like
I still can't believe that.
I know. But they don't like hang out, like you hang out with who you are friends with. Oh, and athletes too. So you like hang out who you're close with and you don't really like fraternize much or hang out with other people. But because these are all like fully grown adults and they're not with their peers, they're like with their cliques, they're so fucking comfortable talking shit to people's face and behind their back, because like they're never gonna have to see these people again. They don't have to think about like workplace politics or whatever. And
but also most of the people on this show are like villains from the show they were
yes
on.
They're all like so fucking messy. So
I was confused as to why Sheree was there. It yeah, didn't make sense to me.
She just keeps getting, everyone keeps telling her this person's a traitor, and she goes, okay. And then she votes for them. And then she goes, oh, we were wrong. And like, she's not, as of right now, she's just kind of getting caught up and then keeps going like, oh, shucks. And I'm like, okay, look alive, girl. But there was, there's just like this one, it's like early, like this is not a spoiler. Like this is early in one of the episodes. One of the traitors has to like kill someone in plain sight. So they're like, give this person this glass of wine to drink. And it's like, obviously not real poison. And so she's like trying to like give it to someone. She finally is able to give it to Ekansu. And like, that's not the person they planned.
Hold on. So Ekansu is one person?
Yes.
Not Ek and Sue? Ekansu.
No, Ekansu. E-K-I-N hyphen S-U.
Okay.
I think her name is, she's Turkish. I think her name is Turkish. She's Turkish and something else. I don't entirely remember. Her brother, if you look it up right now, look up Ekansu brother. That man, Timothée Chalamet. That man is, and same mannerism, same personality. He came to like visit the villa one day and he was just bopping around looking like Timothée Chalamet at NYU. It is so funny. So she was like not the target. They like want to get these like big hitters, they call them, or like the big players out of the game, people who like will catch on to like discover who the traitors are. And so those people were, they said possibly like, isn't that Timothée Chalamet?
Yes, it is.
They said like Larsa Pippen was one that they were thinking. Oh, MJ from Shaw's of Sunset, I think. And then another person who was on like the Challenger Real World or whatever. And so when it was like Ekansu and it was discovered, like everyone to her face, they're like, why would you, like, she's like, it doesn't even matter that she's here. And she's like just listening. And they're like, I don't even know why they would target her. She's like kind of just like nothing. Like, I like, she's not like a threat. Like, she's just like, whatever. Like, what a waste of whatever. And they're all saying this behind each other's backs. And they're like, yeah, people think it was so-and-so, but like, she's like such a fucking idiot. Like, there's no way, like no one even cares. And then I'm like, they're talking all this shit behind people's backs. And one of the people who's talking the most shit is Tamara Judge. And she is going, and
she's on there too,
Melissa. Then we get to her. So we go from her little interview room where she's talking about this guy. She goes, I don't like him. I don't know if he's a traitor, I think he's a traitor. I don't like him. Then it cuts to her talking in the room in front of everyone else going, he is so annoying. Can we just pick him so he can leave? Then she's to get around and vote. And she goes, I'm voting you. I don't like you. And I was like, what the fuck?
That's
like,
my opinion.
That's her?
That's her.
And it was just like so fucking chaotic. But then the next morning, she shows up to breakfast. And I think it was Phaedra. It was like, oh my God, your outfit is so cute. She was like, I know. I just wanted to be so cute. And she is wearing a very cute outfit. But it's just so crazy that they talk about, like, let's just kill him. He's so annoying. I hate the sound of his voice. Like, ugh. And then her being like, do you like my little hat and my outfit? Like, aren't I so cute? And, like, the man she's going after.
Shitster.
Yeah, and they all are. And, like, so the ones I'm not familiar with. And then they have Pilot Pete, who is the Bachelor. And he was, like, we all thought he was, like, a passive shit starter. Like, he just, like, ended up in shit. And he was like, how did this get here? And now I'm watching it. I go, oh, my God, you seek this shit out. Like, this is a lot, but it is just really fucking entertaining. But the one for Ekansu, when they killed her, it's like to reveal, because she didn't know she was poisoned, they make the final three, like everyone has to like guess so-and-so, guess whatever, and then they like narrow down the group of people. And then when it's a final three, they made them all get in these full-size coffins, and then everyone had to vote with roses that they threw on the people who are laying in the coffins, the top three contenders for this. And then they did a jump cut to like when it was Ekansu, and then they did a jump cut to her coffin being gone, and then them filling up a grave in the ground as if they buried her alive in there. But they don't show her being fine or her leaving the show. They go, here lies Ekansu, and then they pretend to bury her alive.
That's wild. So is there a crazy new traitor every episode?
No. So it starts with two traitors. Ooh. Yes, it started with two. Was it two or one? I think it starts with two traitors. And then then they had one where the traitors got to pick a new traitor. And so then there are three right now. And then the whole point is to guess who the traitor is. And then more. And so we haven't gotten this far yet, but I assume once they guess a traitor, then a new traitor will be elected or something, probably up until a certain point. So you could like win by guessing all of them. So I'm not entirely sure. But so far they eliminated Marcus, Jordan.
They were on there together. Yuck.
Melissa. And so when the last one
realized like she knew him when he was a child.
Well, here's gonna say, so they had, one of the guessing games to like eliminate people was like, who are all the people born in this year? I don't remember what year it was. And someone said Larsa, and Mats was like, no way. And like that was correct. And he was like, she's so much older than I thought she was. And I was like, yeah, dude.
She's been married. She was married to Scottie Pippen when he was a child. Like, disgusting.
No, disgusting.
Okay, I guess that makes more sense now why they were on.
Why Marcus Jordan was on a reality show?
Why he was on. I mean, I didn't know that he was on that show together, but I did know that they were on. You okay there? You're having trouble with water bottles today.
I am.
She just took a swig out of her non-sippy one and spilled it on herself.
Yeah.
Something that you always tell me.
No, I'm worried about you spilling it on the floor, not on yourself.
But they were on Watch What Happens Live, and I was like, why would they be on here together? Oh, yeah. But now that makes sense.
It's just like... And also one of them was like, oh, like the little housewives click, and Phaedra shot it down so fast. And it was the two, one of the girls was a traitor. And so Phaedra and this other girl are traitors.
Who was it?
Parvati.
She's a housewife?
No. So Phaedra is. And so, but Parvati was saying that she was voting for Larsa because she's like, I just like don't trust those housewives. And Phaedra came for her ass so quick. Afterwards, Parvati was like, that was like, you were like, playing around, right? Like we were just like in it. And she was like, no, I'm like mad at you, bitch. Like you're a fucking like, can I like, don't put a fucking target on my back because like I will shoot you fucking faster. And she was just like, oh. And it's just like their height difference is like so funny, but she's shaking in her boots as she should.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's the craziest part though. In order to get people off of like from suspecting housewives, Phaedra then makes the choice to kill Tamra that fucking night. She kills Tamra, but I don't think Tamra knows that Phaedra's the traitor who killed her. So she gets fucking sent home. And the next morning at breakfast, everybody's freaking out. And then they have this compilation of Phaedra being like completely unfazed, going, can someone pass the hard boiled eggs? And she goes, oh, with a little salt over there. And she's like making her little like breakfast sandwich going, do, 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 do. And she looks gorgeous and glamorous and this like sparkly blue eyeshadows. Everybody's like, I can't believe Tamara's gone. And she's so unfazed. She goes, aw.
Tamara's also a racist. So
no, and that was part of the thing because I was like, she's OC, isn't she?
Yeah.
I was going to say, I know
except for...
didn't she leave, though? The brunette lady?
Yeah, she left. But she's like, she left before she comes back. That her... Like, why can't I think of her husband's name? But Heather DeBro.
He's a doctor. Yes.
Yeah.
So like, first of all, you'd be hard pressed to... You can be from Orange County and not be racist, but you can't be there present day currently mm-hmm. as an adult. Like, it's just like why would you choose to be there?
Yeah.
So I kind of feel like I was like, well, this is obvious, but I don't think the other people knew that. And so they were like, oh my God, I can't believe she eliminated her. And I was like, I don't think they're friends because this is one of those feisty little blonde ones of that little group who's saying wild fucking shit with the New York lady, the Ramona one, right?
Yeah.
She's also one who says crazy shit.
Yeah, she's a part of a clique called the Tres Amigas, and they wear sombreros and like, hard Republican. She is married to, he used to be hot. I don't think he's hot anymore. She got her a young husband after her old husband. He was abusive and she divorced him. Like that was her husband for the first few seasons. And then she got this young, hot Latino man husband, mm-hmm. but it's still like You're not fooling anybody, lady.
No, I looked on Google and apparently her kids don't speak to each other because of their political differences.
The her oldest son, who is by someone like that she hasn't been married, she had him like young. Mm-hmm. And he is like a hardcore Trump supporter.
Yeah.
And he's like disgusting.
Yeah, he seems revolting.
He had problems too.
Yeah, but he doesn't seem like a nice guy and he seems like a bigot.
Yeah. And she tried to get in one of the early seasons. Her son was close in age to one of the younger housewives mm-hmm. that she didn't like, who was married to this man that was like 200 years old, but he was dying. And that woman was like grieving. And Tamara got her like super drunk and then tried to have her son hook up with her.
I wish I could like petition for her not to have custody of her fully grown adult children. Like that's to me.
Yeah. And that was like
be forced no contact.
Yeah. That was like 20 years ago. Like if it happened now, she would have been like fired forever. You know, like no, that's not like, something that
horrible for would both pass parties.
Now. Yep.
Ew. And like, why would you want to put your son and a coworker either of those situations?
Because she hated her and she was trying to make her look bad. Well, she also hates her son. So.
Oh, okay. Damn. Well, her outfit was cute. That's like the only thing I can.
She's entertaining. I'll say that. Like, she's very entertaining.
As is Phaedra.
Yeah.
And Phaedra's I'm just way obsessed more with how fucking afraid these random real world bitches are of her. Like, she's just this little pint-sized glamazon with these outfits and this makeup looking gorgeous. And also, everybody wants to be her friend.
Yeah.
And, like, the other traitor is this, like, just white guy from the real world. And, like, people have their eyes on him. And he's, like, floundering, trying to ask for help. And Phaedra's like, you either got it or you don't. Sorry. And I was like, okay. Yeah, so it's a very entertaining show. One of my favorite things is that Alan Cummings is Scottish, which is a brand new discovery for me. And specifically Scottish accents.
His name sounds Scottish.
I don't know why. I don't know. But my second last name is very Irish and I can't speak Irish. Anytime he says anything, I just then will repeat it for like the next like 20 minutes. I'm like, murder. Like, I'm just having, we have so much fun with it. So I recommend it to everybody. It's a great show. And I'm watching that Abbott Elementary.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad. And I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Today's episode is brought to you by the Yamen Spa Styler Hair Tool that we both have. We have their blow dryer. And this is doing something that I've never once seen before on a blow dryer. It's got red light therapy, but the thing that I am the most excited about, because I literally just opened my package, it's got a scalp massager attachment. What? Hello, my scalp is so incredibly excited. And as someone who has been a big fan of like Korean and Japanese beauty that I've like very much gone into, specifically skincare, and I've started dabbling into makeup, I just know that like hot tools. Oh, I'm sat. I'm ready and I'm primed and my scalp cannot wait to be massaged.
I am literally sitting here with it in my hand as we're talking. It's so, first of all, it's well made. Like, it fits great in my hand. It's not too thick. I have tiny hands of a child. And it's not too thick in my hand. And then also the attachment for the massager is just so, like, I'm rubbing it against my hand. And it's just so soft and flexible and just invigorating that I'm really excited to get this thing on this scalp.
I'm so excited because I have to say, blow drying your hair is, in diffusing your hair, all those things, it's a time-consuming process. So to be able to be like, let me take a break and treat myself, give myself a little head massage, do a little red light therapy, like, fantastic. Plus, it's lightweight, so your arm's not going to get so tired. Absolutely tired. And yeah, very ergonomic, fantastic.
Yamen is a leading Japanese beauty brand, blends modern technology with traditional beauty rituals to revolutionize the industry. Their U.S. brand portfolio includes Makanai Pure Beauty, Medilift, Mineral Air, and Yamen Tokyo, Japan.
To experience the future of beauty, you can visit yamenusa.com and use code BLAMEME for a 20% discount. That's BLAMEME at yamanusa.com. That's yamenusa.com for 20% off using our code BLAMEME.
Did you watch the newest episode of Abbott Elementary? No, it wouldn't be the newest.
I was going to say, because last night it aired, but we haven't seen it.
Yeah, I haven't watched last night yet, but the one before that.
Yes.
Okay. I think I spoke very much about how I don't like Gregory last season. Fuckboy.
Hold up. He has not worn his chain or his white tank top in this season. You can't call him a fuckboy.
It is underneath. His fuckboyness is still coming out because even that Barbara called it out.
I know.
Even Barbara called it out.
Even those students can pick up on it. They say, "Talking about your bench, boy." And he goes, "What bench?"
Right. And let's not forget that he dated Barbara's daughter. So she knows.
Oh, yeah.
So Janine's other boyfriend was looking real, ex-boyfriend was looking good.
No, Melissa. I don't know what machine they have put him through. I don't know if it's a stylist. I don't know if we're getting a new haircut. I don't know what it is. He appeared on screen and I said, Tariq, you are looking gorgeous.
Like, yes.
Tariq is giving the glow of like a pregnant woman. Like, mm-hmm. Tariq is like, there's an aura. And I was like,
the thing is, I see Tariq and I'm like, I can fix him.
No, Melissa. Melissa, when he came out, I was like, oh, Tariq is a stepfather. He has stepped up. He's not the father who was born. He's the father who stepped up. And Does he know his stepson's name? No. Is it even his official stepson? Of course not. Does he have a job? No, he doesn't. But is he fucking gorgeous?
Is he helping raise that kid and picking that kid up?
Yeah. Is he showing up for pickup and drop off?
Yeah, and drop off.
I can say from other people, but like, no, he looks so hot. I was like, okay. Okay, boy. I don't think I really would love to have known what it was like the day that he showed up, because like, it's not a character shift. Like, this is just like, this fully grown adult man just had like a hiatus glow up, a post-strike glow up. And like, he shows up and they're like, God damn it. Uh-oh, he's looking a little too good, because Janine's going to, this is, right. This doesn't make a lot of sense.
And then
now.
At the end of the episode, Ava was like, Tariq's back.
I know. So. What do you think of Manny?
Is that the dude?
Well, first of all, they fucked up by naming him. Isn't his name Manny?
I don't remember, but that's a dude from She-Hulk.
Yes.
I like their vibe together, him and Janine. Right now, as far as they go, if I could actually find the exact text that I sent Avia, it's been a while, so I don't know if you can see this.
Man from She-Hulk, no, to Tariq, number 76, Jacob. What's 283? Who's Black Zach?
Jacob's boyfriend.
And then Greg. I forgot Black Zach. And they're like, I love that fucking episode where we meet him for the first time.
Yeah.
It is so funny. I have to say, though, they stepped up, and when they pulled out Gregory's little gun show there, I said, okay, but he's giving me, like, I'm annoyed with him right now.
I'm
like,
so annoyed with him. He's so, ugh. I don't know if everybody could, if I don't know if it picked up clearly. So I just want to say that I made a ranking of the men for Janine and at this present moment, and it's number one is Man from She-Hulk, two is Tariq, and then 76 I have Jacob, who not even straight. 2083 is Black Zach, who also is not straight, and then some large number 172749995842627234 is where I put Gregory.
Where do you put Vince Staples
for Janine?
Oh, well, yeah, this or my, for you.
For me, he's not on my radar at all.
No, but if you have the dating pool of the men from Abbott Elementary.
This is my ranking.
Yeah, no, but where would you put him there?
I would put him probably right above Jacob at 75.
Me too.
I also said rather her be with Greg than Mr. Johnson, if it counts for anything.
No, it does count. Like, Manny is not my number one. Unfortunately, right now, I need Janine to buy a vibrator, and I need Janine to go on a long vacation.
She did go on a long vacation. Okay,
I need her. Okay, then the thing that we were missing is the vibrator. I need that. And I need Gregory to go out for a weekend. I need him to take off his fucking button-down shirt. And I need him to remember who he is. And I need to remember him. I need him to remember the tank top that he's wearing underneath it. And I need him to remember the chain he has around his neck.
No.
And I need him to stop being like this, I'm not that guy. Well, I still am that guy. And I do all of those guy things. Like, either do it and be hot, but don't be like, I didn't do, what do you know? Ugh. Ugh. Pisses me off too. Throw some game in there. Like, you can't be a fuckboy and then not serve the game. And that's what he's doing right now, is like, he's doing the whole like non-committal, like, oh no, I thought, like, okay, whatever. And that only works if you're like slinging it around and you're like, you're throwing some great game, and he's not doing that right now. And so I'm just like, it's the worst of it.
Yeah, can't stand him right now.
But Tariq, I'm so sorry, that man is gorgeous.
Yes. Even the other guy that's working at the admin building, I don't even know what his name is. Way above Gregory too.
Who?
There's three new people. There's She-Hulk guy. There's another guy.
Oh, you mean of the where is she working for? Not the school. The school district.
She's the district.
So is that one of the guys? Is it the district? Oh, okay.
Remember, because Tariq was like, she's in DC now.
And he's funny.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. we let women, I am a big proponent of women being hot dumb idiots. I'm also a proponent of men being hot dumb idiots.
Yeah.
And he just,
because he's not like a bad guy.
No, he's gorgeous. I'm just looking him up on Instagram right now.
Well, well, well.
This is the greatest caption I've seen on a picture of he posted September 3rd, 2023. Y'all broke as fuck, worried about what the tab is. I just took a bitch tabbies. As in Margiela Tabby shoes, if anybody didn't know. Ugh.
And it was a whole saga on TikTok.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
So my birthday, I went and got a
the massage.
Yes. I went and to a massage place. The place was gorgeous. I was welcomed with Justin Timberlake. They're playing the whole 2020 album. The ladies at the front desk were so nice. They came out and told me that my water was being drawn. It was great. I get back there. The woman like walks me through the private room. There's like a large tub that has like jets in it, but it's not a jacuzzi. There are like bubbles that come up from the bottom in these little tiny holes. And then a sauna and like towels to like ice yourself off with.
Oh, nice.
And
luxurious.
A Himalayan thing to put your feet on. But
could you reach it?
Huh?
Could you reach it?
Yes, I could reach it.
No, I didn't know if it was like you're supposed to be laying down.
No.
Okay, I can that's reach good. It. No, so, I've been to some ones before where it's like, I was like, this is only built for people with the span of me.
No, I could reach it. So I was in the sauna. It was like, I did like two different like 20 minute sessions. Oof. It was so good. So nice. I inhaled it.
Oh, good. That upped the experience, right?
It does.
It's like smoking before a movie. You're like, whoa, this is awesome. I should always do this.
Then, you know, towel ice off. She kept bringing me like beverages and things. Then I got in the jacuzzi tub. It was great. Then I go and lie on this bed of sound. Like it's the bed is like slight vibrations and it's doing like the sound stuff in your ear where you like doze off and you don't realize it. That kind of thing that goes like deep in the brain. So nice.
It's like someone powers you. It's like a hard factory reset. I yes, love that shit.
That's exactly what it was.
That's nice.
And then I had dozed off and then the massage therapist comes in and he puts his hand on me to wake me up. And I was like, you could have just said hi or taken my headphones off. But it's a massage. It's going to be touching me anyway. Whatever.
He's getting you used to it.
So I was like, I said, do I need to roll over? And he's like, no. And he just starts like gently, 90 minute deep tissue. I should start there. He starts gently touching my neck. And I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm just trying to like see if you have any like soreness here. And I was like, it's sore. Let's massage this.
Uh-huh.
He's still gently touching. Then I roll over and he's still gently, like it's been like 30 minutes and he's gently touching my neck. And I said, I like a deep tissue massage. This is a deep tissue massage. And he's like, yes, I know. And I said, can you please add more pressure? And he said, I'm not going to do that for your neck. I'm just creating space. I said, what does that mean? And he said, I'm loosening your muscles. I said, you're barely touching me. Then he's like, okay, now we can start. What? We're a third away done. Then he like tells me that he does two different deep tissue massages. One is a lighter pressure and one is a heavier pressure. And most people like a lighter pressure. I said, that's not a deep tissue massage.
Uh-uh.
Then he starts and I'm like, please make the pressure firmer. And he says to me, you ready for this?
No.
I'm still angry about this. He says, I've learned that black women like it harder because they can't really feel the light pressure.
That is so not where I thought you were going to go.
Yeah. I think I'd sent that in a text message. I said, or something, or when we recorded on Monday, I said, I'll talk about it and it's not going to be what you think it is.
No, no, you didn't say that.
I'm lying here naked. Like, what?
First of all, I was about to say, have you seen No Hard Feelings?
Mm-mm.
Because there, I was going to say, this is a time for a no hard feelings moment. She gets disrespected while in the nude. And she said, that's not stopping me. And then there's an entire fight scene where she beats the shit out of these people. Mm. Just pussy lips out.
Yes, I did hear about that.
And I cannot stand this idea that it's like, you're in a vulnerable position. So I'm going to say this fucked up wild shit and assume you're not going to do anything about it.
I literally, that's not true because my sister doesn't like a deep tissue massage. And then he tries to change it. Like he's like talking during the massage, which I also hate. And I also knew he was a gay man. And he is like continues the massage and he has like made the pressure deeper, but it's still not like good. And then he's like, yeah, because I had told him that I lived in LA because he's steady talking. And he goes, yeah, I've always wanted to live in a blue state. And I was like, okay, I guess you're trying to tell me that you're like liberal, but you're still racist.
Huh? Giving very much a middle ground Democratic Party giving that is okay. Giving Bill Clinton home state. Okay.
He keeps massaging and taking so much time. And then he gets to like the like my upper thigh area. Mm-hmm. And he goes, okay, we only have 30 minutes left. He's only done my back and touched my neck at this point. And he says, what do you want to do next? I said, this is a full body massage. Like, you haven't done my arms. You haven't done the rest of my legs. Like, you haven't done, like, my chest, my head.
Yeah, this is a you problem, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. So aggravated.
No, and that's, like, it's the exact opposite feeling you want to have, not only during a massage, but then after.
Yes. Like, and then the stewing after the massage, he goes... Because he had asked me like how often I get a massage, and like every month I get a massage. Like, I'm not new to this. And then he says, make sure you drink a lot of water. And I was like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And he said, but you probably already know that. But that doesn't mean that you're going to do it, and you probably won't do it. But I told you, so that counts.
I understand hating your job, but being like violently bad at your job and like abrasive
and a bitch
to be people who like. You also work on tips, sir. What the fuck?
Yeah.
What an asshole.
Yes.
Ugh.
I left him the worst review.
Good.
Like the worst review. But I was like, everyone else, like I gave high praises to everyone else there because they were all just like so nice and sweet. And then this asshole came along.
Ew. No way he has any fucking work friends.
No.
He's like a completely different vibe. Ew, 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 ew. Ugh. Already I'm like, I'm not a fan of male masseuses. Because
I'm usually like fine because like I said, like I like a really deep pressure. So most of the time, like I prefer a man.
Oh, see, I always get deeper pressure with a woman. Similarly, I find workout classes harder for women, but I'm also taller and bigger. And so I think there's a whole, I mean, besides the him being a racist part, but I think in other aspects of it, you're shorter than a lot of women, and so I think other women could be like, oh, you're shorter, you might be more fragile. Mm-hmm. Than that.
The like, only time, like when I get a Thai massage, of course, like it's women, like you're naked, like they're incredible, they're walking on my back, so that's different than when they are like rubbing, like massaging with their hands. It's not like how deep I want it.
Yeah,
there's just one lady that I can't, I've been chasing, like I want to get back to that massage.
Yeah, this lady, miss you, girl. Call back.
I know. She worked at, I went to a chiropractor, and this is when I had like insurance where I paid nothing, and I went there every, like twice a week, and I could get a massage, go to Pilates class, and a chiropractor, and it was just all coming out of my insurance.
Yep.
And the woman that worked there.
Eastern European?
She was Latino.
Okay. I had a great massage from this like intense Eastern European lady in LA, and I don't know where she is now.
Yeah. That woman, she walked in and like, she'd crack my back.
Yeah.
And I'm there for a chiropractor, and she just walk in. She just like touch it and
no, there's
putty. And then, yeah, that woman was the best massage I've ever had. But, and then I had this other guy at this other place, and then he wasn't there anymore, and I was trying to find him, like I found his like Facebook page, but then I couldn't see where he was working anymore. So there's two people that have given me the best massages ever, and I can't find them anymore. But Thai massages are usually great. What I prefer and the best, period.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry, and I hope that man gets fired.
I know.
And a healthy dose of education, because it is so wildly rich to me that he would say that and then say, I want to live in a blue state.
Yep.
Because like, first of all, sir, if you hadn't said that, I know that you're a gay man. Unspoken, I'm assuming that. But now you're like, oh, actually, I need to clarify that, because you're also clocking that what you said was hella fucking racist. Mm-hmm. So it's like, but I'm not that kind of racist. Right. I'm the kind of racist who says I care. I'm the kind of racist who votes for Democrats. And it's like, so just a same kind of racist, different political party affiliation.
Mm-hmm.
How old was he?
Probably like early 30s. And the thing is, I will 100% go back to that place. Like, it was one of it gave everything like the Korean spot gives to me, but like
that.
In a personable, like one room where I'm not with everybody. So it was great.
Well, I doubt you're the first person who's had an issue with him, and or it might have been like that you're the first customer who said something and they can finally fucking.
I forgot to mention this also. He spent like 15 minutes rearranging my legs and was like, "Are you bowleg?" I said, "No." And then
first
he goes,
of all, he'd be able to see. That's not a question you have to ask.
And then he goes, "Have you ever been pigeon-toed?" I said, "No." And even if I were either of those things, what does it have to do? What does it have to do with you massaging me?
But also, like, there's nothing we can do about that if that's the case. Adapt.
My gosh, this man,
like, certified masseuse from, like, the University of Phoenix. Like, what is this? Like, an online... Like, this is not...
Yeah.
There's no filter coming in here either.
Yeah. I had saw... Like, he mostly had positive reviews. And there's just one person that said, like, that he... kept diagnosing her with stuff, and I was like, maybe, you know, like, I'm like,
no, yeah,
maybe that was just, it's just one review out of these,
but also like, what does that even mean? Now I know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
As you are pigeon toed and bow-legged,
right?
Also, I would love to know if he has a family member who's old who is a doctor, and or if he thinks he's a doctor because he read a pre-med textbook, because a specific thing about not feeling pain, I go, bitch,
he has a degree in biology, so
from 1975.
So I'm saying he might have like started pre-med and then didn't finish.
So he got to the part where it's all of the racist ideas about specifically black women in pain, and then he just didn't read past that chapter where it said, "We fucked up. That's not real."
And I just don't like in the area that we're in. I just don't. There's not a lot of black people that he would be seeing anyway. So I just don't believe him. I think heard that somewhere.
No, I think 100%. I think he heard it on a fucking like wannabe doctors subreddit, or he saw it in a fucking old like textbook, or he heard it from someone else. Ugh. Disgusting, man. LA does not welcome him with open arms.
No, no. Well, he said it was too expensive anyway. So,
well, yeah, being racist doesn't pay well for you and your shitty massages. Nasty. Hate him. Hate him. Well, I hope next time you go, they give you a wonderful experience and you have, maybe they'll find that woman from LA, fly her in for you, and she'll work you the fuck out.
Literally, like, maybe like 2 months ago, I was like trying to see if there was like I was trying to like look through my medical records at that place to see if I could find that woman's name. I couldn't find it.
Trixie and Katya talk about getting massages a bunch on their podcast. I've been listening and rewatching old episodes of theirs, which is, you know, you can always tell what mental state you're in based on like what content you're watching. Anyone who's like going through a Trixie and Katya phase, you're not, that's a seasonal depression. It's a, something's happening. But they both get massages like a lot, and they both are like, you know, relatively athletic. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if Katya shouted hers out, but Trixie shouted hers out and was like, he's amazing. So I'll go back and see which episode it was and send it to you.
Thank you.
You need a new one. Did they give you your money back for it?
No. Nope.
Did you ask?
I didn't ask. I just wanted to be gone.
Do you want me to call them and ask for your money back?
If you want to.
I'll do it. Yeah. I am fine calling for other people.
For other people.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got.
You deserve a new one.
Thank you.
A new, fantastic, wonderful, amazing massage. Have you watched anything, any good content lately?
No. A lot of stuff happening. So, no. I didn't even watch any of my soaps yesterday. That's how busy I was. I was busy, but it was mostly moving files off my computer onto my hard drive because my computer, like, just shut off. And I was like, oh, there's no memory left on here. So I had to hold off on reviewing edits. Like if I was at home, I could look on my desktop and then have one thing going. So I had to hold off on reviewing But Am I Wrong and a Super Bloom because it was taking hours to move all these files off my computer.
That's actually one of the worst work days there is, because it takes so long that you want to forget about it. But if you forget about it, then you've wasted precious time for the other stuff. So you have to be like actively waiting. And there's nothing more infuriating than that.
Yep.
Speaking of Super Bloom, showed up on my For You page today was Candace talking about how her daughter, who, by the way, is 7, terrifying to me. I go, I remember when you didn't exist. That's fucking crazy. I remember when you weren't even here. Fucking crazy. Was saying that she watched, she marathon and binge watched Hannah Montana. And she's like talking on a panel. And she goes, and boy, oh boy, does mommy have some good info for you. And it always like just makes me like geek out just to like open the comments and see people being like, oh my God, I love her so much. She's so great. And I'm like, I love when people like love someone that I can be like, you picked a good one. Like she is, she's the best. Like she is so great. I'm so happy that you love her. And I'm so happy that like, they're like, I want her to do so many good things. And I'm like, me too. I'm so glad we're all in her corner. Well, we hope you all enjoyed this Tuesday. And let Melissa know who she is.
Yeah.
Don't and fuck it up.
Better be right.
They will be. I have so much faith. We'll circle back. Is that what we say on this one?
We'll see you next Tuesday.
Oh, it's in the fucking name, Megan.